Lay on your back if it is comfortable for you, and breathe in through your mouth or nose, and choose which option you prefer. Behind them, there are spaces where the air can travel. Take your time to feel it. That's important because when those spaces are present, your head becomes lighter. Breathe, being aware that the air goes through several passages towards your lungs, placed at both sides of the thorax. The right one has three parts called lobes. The left one is smaller and is composed by two parts or lobes. Both are able to behave as sponges. Please lay on your left side so that the lateral part of the thorax and the right lung feel totally free. Use a pillow or your own arm to place something under the head. And bend your knees if you want to be more stable. Now separate your chin of the chest. Do it in a subtle way, please. The posterior part of your head goes towards the back. You don't need to turn the head. It must be extremely tiny. Do it as if nobody could see you're really making any movement. And pause for a while. Do it again and perceive how your skull and its inner spaces move. Arrive till those spaces, breathing through your nose or your mouth. And continue with the movement. Is anything else happening in other parts of you? What about your neck? There are 7 vertebrae there. Each one offering a piece of work to do easier the task of the head. Take another pause, please. Notice how you breathe meanwhile. Do again the movement of the head being supported by the neck. Repeat that several times, trying to change in which part of you you're paying attention. Do you find possible to use the chest to complete the movement? The throat expands a little bit, and the back part of your head gets closer to the shoulder blades, closing that angle. Can you let the chest expand too? Chest and throat can work together so that they build the same curve. Please avoid going to the limit and breathe as you move. When the upper part of your chest expands, the space between the ribs opens. Because of that, the air can find more freedom around there. Take a rest in this position, please. Move now your pelvis so that the coccyx looks backwards and upwards. The buttocks become more rounded and probably you will feel some change in the lumbar spine. I guess that will be the case of your abdomen too. Do you feel it expands? It is due to the movement of the pelvis. Could you take advantage of it each time you breathe in? Take another rest. And continue, please. Repeat the movement of the head, allowing neck and chest take part of the action. Do that several times. Continue doing that and add the movement of the pelvis with expansion of belly. So all the front part of you become longer. The back part gets shorter. Please feel free breathing using the multiple shapes of your body. Stop and rest on your back. Take advantage of this pause to breathe, enjoying all the lightness in three areas you have in the skull and in the rib cage. Please lay on your right side now. The left lung stays up without weight over it. Start with the pelvic movement. Expand the abdomen, create an arch on the lumbar spine. And let the buttocks stay pointing backwards and come back. Breathing when the front part of you gets longer. Continue, please, with that movement and add those of your head, neck, and chest, designing a great round shape in the anterior part of you. Pay attention to the breath. And breathe with the shape changes of your body. Find open spaces. So you're staying on your right side. Please leave that. And now bend your hips and knees. And adopt a flexion posture where the nose gets close to your legs. And find a comfortable position to stay there. Breathing and exploring which parts of the body there are wider spaces. Maybe it's longer now, the back part of your ribcage. Perhaps posterior ribs are more separate than the anterior ones. Breathe in, trying to give a kind of massage to the skin and muscles among the ribs. Do it from your inside. And when you breathe out, allow your body change, letting the air go out. Leave it and choosing which posture you want to rest. The one that offers you more freedom to breathe, please. And count on the possibility of imagining a balloon inside of you. It inflates and deflates as you breathe in and out, using an incredible amount of spaces and soft tissues inside you. Please use all the spatial directions. Remember, your lungs are like sponges, plenty of resources. Don't forget them. Please don't stop using them.